with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, one show we're going to talk about today is about Golda Meir. And for those who don't know Golda Meir, she is an iconic prime minister
of
Israel back during very troublesome times during the 1970s, right?
Troublesome times for Israel as opposed to when.
When, exactly.
Yes, she is certainly an icon, and this is Tova Feldshuh's signature role. It was done in 2008 here in Buffalo at the Jewish Repertory Theater with Christina Rauza, but this is the great Tova Feldshuh, four-time Tony Award nominee, one of her great roles. She just finished a sold-out run in Washington, and she's coming to 710 Main to do it here. And it will be the first time Tova Feldshuh has ever performed in Buffalo. So I guess in that regard, it's kind of historic, theatrically as well as in its content.
And one of the things about this play that I think is interesting is you're going to be, somebody might say, oh, it's a historical play about Golda Meir. And it is. But one of the things that I found interesting, having seen clips of it, is the humor of the script, but also the way that she is able to sort of jump in and jump out doing the characters, David Ben-Gurion, Henry Kissinger.
Right.
Takes a lot of skill to do that and do it well, and I think she does.
She's a spectacularly skilled actress. She's like a contemporary Catherine Cornell, Julie Harris type person, a real actor of the stage. She's done film, she's done television, but more than once, a great Tova Feldshuh role on the stage has been done in film by another actress. Even this role, Valerie Harper, did the film, much to the disappointment of Tova Feldshuh, but that had happened to her before. She's the original Yentl, both off-Broadway and on-Broadway. Yentl is the show that put her name above the marquee. Of course, Barbara Streisand did the film. So she certainly is beyond just Golda's balcony. Seeing Tova Feldshuh herself is very exciting for four performances only next weekend. Of course, I say you'll see Tova Feldshuh in this role. She doesn't look like Tova Feldshuh.
No, she's got a makeup on, heavy makeup and a fat suit.
Yes.
Because she's, dare I say, willowy, for lack of a better adjective, in normal life.
I think before we started, you described her how? As a...
Oh, my father. She was in Sarava back in the late 70s, and we saw the commercial, and my father referred to her as a hot tomato.
And certainly she is a hot tomato.
So, and she's had a great career through the years, since Sarava, through the years. And she also sings and dances.
She does a cabaret show, yeah. Yes. And unlike many of the great Broadway actresses today, who will never perform except on Broadway or in Los Angeles, Tova Feldshuh, like the great stars of the Golden Age, will come to Buffalo, will go to cities all around the country. She will do that in the way that Julie Harris would, in the way that Cornell would. Cherry Jones, I don't know if we'll ever see her here. Audra McDonald, unless she does a big concert for the BPO, I don't know if she ever will here. But Tova Feldshuh will take a show like her signature role, Golda Meir and Golda's Balcony, and she'll perform at 710 Main. And so it's pretty exciting.
And another actress who would come to Buffalo would be Betty Buckley, who came here years ago to do Buffalo Gal, and Buffalo Gal comes back this time, but not with Betty Buckley.
Right, it's Barbara Link LaRue, local actress Barbara Link LaRue, playing that role. Betty Buckley did that at Studio Arena Theater, of course, because she was hoping it was Broadway bound. It's an A.R. Gurney play, Buffalo's own A.R. Gurney, who wrote The Cocktail Hour, The Dining Room, a litany of great plays. I pointed out to Pete Gurney that he had more performances on Broadway than Sam Shepard, and he doubted that, but I checked, and indeed it is true. Pete Gurney has had more Broadway performances than Sam Shepard. And this is a very fun play about an actress at a crossroads in her career. And this is at the New Phoenix Theater. And it is the exquisite Barbara Link LaRue.
Well, there's always a good reason to go to the theater. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.